Hi friends, this is your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk about the difference, pros, cons, everything, 2D versus 3D, or regular versus 3D. Should movies have it? Should all movies have both options? Should they have one or the other? So we're gonna just talk about all of that. For me, personally, I'm going to start off with a movie that I think did a great job with 2D and 3D, regular and 3D, and I feel like every movie in a category like this should have both, and I talked about it previously in a past episode, and that's Wicked. AKA musical movies. They should be in both regular and in 3D. In 3D, you feel like you are watching the Broadway production and seeing all the sets, because you can't, in a Broadway show, they can't be as lavish as they can because they're on a stage and they have to move things here and there. But when you see the movie it on screen, you see everything how it's supposed to look like in general. So it being in 3D, you feel like you're seeing that Broadway show. That's what you feel like when it's in 3D. In regular, it just feels like a movie. But both are really great, and it feels like two different movies because it's one's in 3D, one's regular, and the special effects go even more beyond and make you feel like you're more part of it if you see a Broadway musical movie in 3D. So Broadway musicals in general should be both in 3D and regular. And here are the movies I've seen a couple of. Like, I love Disney movies. I love Disney movies. I'm seeing now that they're doing every Disney movie in 3D and in regular. I saw Mufasa in 3D, and I think they did a good job for it being in 3D because you feel like, oh, I'm in Africa. Oh my gosh, the elephant just splashed water. Oh. That is an instance that I'm like, oh, okay, it's good. When it's like something that's like should be in 3D. I feel like with Disney, sometimes it should be in 3D, sometimes it shouldn't. Mufasa is a good instance of where it should be in 3D. And I also saw Mulan 2 that has a 3D feature. I don't think that movie should be in 3D. At all. There's no reason for it to be in 3D. No reason at all. There's no purpose for it to be in 3D. Like, that's what I'm saying. Disney films, I think in general, it's good to be it just to be in regular. Some of them, it could benefit a little bit to be in 3D, but I don't really want to, like, when I'm watching a Disney film to be like, oh, I'm in Africa. I'm seeing, for example, Lion King. Oh, I'm in Africa. Simba is gonna get trampled by a stampede of animals. I don't want to feel like I'm there. Like, no, I don't want to feel that. I just want to see it. So I feel like with Disney films, just leave it in regular. There's some incidents that I'm like, I don't want to feel how that character is feeling. And I feel like in Disney movies, if it's in 3D, you feel how like that character or that animal is feeling. And I don't want to feel that. No, I just want to be like, oh, I'm empathizing and sympathizing with this character. I don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, I also feel like I am going to be trampled by these animals. Another film that I'm like, films genre that I feel like would be good in 3D and regular is action films. I feel like those would be really good. Action and fantasy. I'm gonna say an example. So 10 years ago, probably more than 10 years ago, Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows Part 1 came out in 3D. I've seen it in regular 3D and 2D. Both did a great job. Watch it in regular if you are scared of snakes like me. If you're not scared of snakes, watch it in 3D. If you're not scared of snakes, watch it in 3D. I want to make sure I said it correctly. Because the first time I watched it with my sister in 3D. Nagini came out to attack the guy, one of the guys in the table of the Death Eaters. And I literally screamed because it felt like Nagini was going to eat me. And that scared me so much. And this Harry Potter is a fantasy movie. So for that, I'm like, perfect. Use it 3D and regular for fantasy. Great job action as well. Because those action films, you're like, oh yeah, I'm part of that. Or yeah, it felt like it hit me. Perfect. So like I said, this is not going to be a long podcast. But like I said, like, action movies, fantasy movies, like Harry Potter, Broadway, theatric, musical movies, all of those three categories should be in regular and 3D. Disney films, any family related films, any like animated films, rom-coms, romantic comedies, those films should just be in regular. And I'm saying this and I'm doing this whole podcast because I'm seeing nowadays that they're doing every movie regular and in 3D, and I'm like, no, not everything should be in 3D. There should be a line. Something's is either the three categories that I said: romantic comedies, Disney films, like family animated films. It being in 3D does not enhance it. It either keeps it the same or lowers it. You're wasting your money. And you're paying money for a higher level ticket for no reason. And I feel like whoever decides to like, oh, put this in 3D and in regular, the filmmakers, just put it regular. Look at the movie that you're doing. See, in regular, and see, like, would it enhance the film and make it better in every way if I put it in 3D? And if it would, great. If not, don't. And if you have like something that's like, oh, in 3D, if I put it in 3D, it's gonna like, or make the first person be like, oh, or make an impact, do it. And that's what musicals do. And that's what fantasy movies do and action movies do. So if your movie is not in those three categories, do not have your movie in 3D. You're wasting money making the film by making it in 3D. So those are my thoughts. Those are my opinions. You can agree or disagree with me, but that's what I think. Because I am an active moviegoer. I have seen things that should not be in 3D and in regular. And again, like, for example, with Wicked, both regular and 3D were amazing. But I would prefer, and this is what I'm saying, I would prefer to see it in 3D because it makes it feel more like you're watching the Broadway movie. And a lot of my friends I've seen in 3D say that the 3D version is the best. But a lot of people have not seen the 3D version because it is, again, more expensive. But that's what I'm saying. Again, my opinion, honest opinion, musical movies, action movies, musical movies, action movies, and fantasy movies, 3D and regular. Drama movies, family friendly, Disney, animated movies should just be in regular. Well, have a great rest of your day, guys. I love you so much. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.